Well, hello, my listeners, my friends, fellow enthusiasts in early stage startups, or even entrepreneurs of early stage startups. And this is India Startup Talk, and your host is Saibal Sen speaking, and I'm bringing you episode 7. And today's topic is GTM, or go-to-market strategies. The reason I picked this topic is because of the many, many pitch decks I've been going through lately, and trust me, it's been at least 100 or 200 of them, and either is completely missing or is misunderstood. So today I want to first start off by actually saying what GTM is. It is actually a strategy to acquire customers in the initial phase of a startup. It's a one-time quick ramp-up of customers, okay? Now, then you ask me, what is the difference between a GTM and a regular marketing strategy? Good question, okay? So like I said, a GTM is a one-time big bang customer acquisition or a ramp-up for a early stage startup, which means that you don't have customers and you're gonna start from zero to, you know, N number of customers where you will reach a critical mass, right? That part is GTM. But once you've reached that steady state and you're doing an ongoing marketing on a steady state business, that's a regular marketing strategy, okay? So again, let me summarize. GTM is the first marketing effort that you're going to get into in an early stage startup to ramp up your customer base very rapidly to come to a critical point. And after that, that's your regular marketing strategy where it's being done on an ongoing basis. Now, the reason why early stage investors like myself or any angel investor are very fixated on the importance of a GTM is because they are interested in knowing how you are going to onboard your customers and how creative is your plan. See, this is important because for the angel round, you gotta make the maximum bang for buck for the money that you're going to raise. So GTM is very, very critical. And one other reason why this becomes particularly challenging is because as an early stage company, you don't have a brand. Customers don't know you. So the challenge of onboarding customers becomes very, very difficult. And that's why you have to come up with a very creative method or a approach to onboard customers, and hence the importance of GTM. And the better your GTM is, the more gung-ho the investors or the early stage investors will feel, because think about it, their interest is in how quickly can you get to that point where your product has enough customers so that you either are profitable, which is probably an excellent thing, you might not get there, but at least you have a critical mass of customers. Like if you're an app or something like that, and let's say you have 300,000 customers already on board, then it's very convincing that you're gonna scale up easily to 1 million customers. So that's what I mean by saying critical mass. And that's why GTM is important. Now, the funny thing is, I actually want to indulge you a little bit and tell you that GTM is misunderstood. Or even now, if you Google the definition of GTM, you will find all kinds of odd definitions. So let me first amuse you by telling you some of the things that I have seen what people understand GTM as, and these are things that I've seen in actual pitch decks. So what it's not a first mover advantage. Oftentimes I've asked entrepreneurs, I said, "Oh, what's your GTM?" "Oh, we're the first mover. We have the first mover advantage. We thought of this first." No. It's not. That's not a GTM. Another one I've seen is, "Oh, this is our business model, and this business model is our GTM." Well, no, business model is not a GTM. Another one I've seen is a total addressable market. You know, our market is this big and we're going to capture 10% of it and that's our GTM. No, again, not. Not even what your SOM, which is serviceable obtainable market. What that means is, if you've listened to my earlier podcast, it's what a startup can realistically onboard, the number of customers that they can realistically onboard. So it's a calculation that shows that we can realistically acquire 20 million customers or 5 million customers. Showing how many customers you can acquire is not your GTM. It is not a SEO either. Okay, a lot of people say, oh, we're going to do SEO, or we're going to do social media marketing. It's not that. So what is it then? Well, the elements, the best way I can describe is a GTM is not a what, it is a how. How are you going to onboard the customers? Your methods, your approach, the step one, the step two, the step three. Okay, so it's an approach, bear in mind. Then what I'd like to tell you is, what are some good elements in a GTM? A GTM's good elements, or characteristics of a good GTM, is number one, it's a cost-effective methodology for acquiring customers. And what I mean by that is, with the minimum amount of money, you're going to get the maximum number of customers onboarded. The second characteristic is that it leverages some unique core competency that you or your team or your company or something that you uniquely have access to that you're leveraging. Okay, it could also be a vantage point. Now, the third thing is, it has to be something that it's not just a theory. It's something that you can show to the investors that you have put it in practice and it's known to work. And we need some proof of that. So these are the three characteristics of a good GTM. Now bear with me a little bit, because I'm still describing the characteristics and I'm not actually telling you how to do it or an example. I'm going to get there. So you have to remember these three things, okay? A cost-effective methodology, it leverages some core competency, and you've shown that it actually works. And in addition, it has to be backed by your own competitive advantage in your product or service, which you should have already anyway, regardless, okay? And it has to delight the customers so that they give you referrals. And let me explain that a little bit more. So let's say you have your GTM, right? You have those three characteristics, and now customers are coming on board. The best part of a GTM is that, since it's a one-time effort, say you sign on 2,000 customers or 3,000 customers on the back of your GTM, right? What tends to happen is, if your product is delightful, then those 3,000 customers become your sales agents. Then they put out word, you know, the word of mouth goes around. These people will then, their social network, they will tell their social network and they will come on board. So what tends to happen is, not only do you need a good GTM, but you need to make sure that your first product is delightful so that customers will bring more customers from their own circle. Okay, now I'm going to give you an example to correlate what I said, so that you can better understand what a GTM is. Best way to do it with an example, right? So there is this company that is into telemedicine, okay? Lots of companies are getting into that, but this company I've been associated with for some time, and this was even before the pandemic. But that's not the point. Point is, what was the GTM that they were employing? So what this company did, they went and signed up some eminent specialists, like doctors, you know, skin specialists, heart specialists, neurologists, skin specialists, with whom they had prior relationships, because this company was in the business of selling medical equipment. So they had pretty strong relationships with some doctors. So they went to these doctors and said, please come on our platform. You will be providing a service, a telemedicine service to our customers. Please help us out. So these were trusted and very good physician specialists, right? This is where I meant that you need to be operating from vantage point or some advantage, core competency that you have in your GTM. This is that point, okay? Then what they did, they went and set up camps in villages where the ability for patients to find doctors is difficult. They have to come into town. That's why they went out into the villages and they put a camp and showcased their telemedicine app on a phone. The app was already developed, it was an MVP, and they let the customers experience the ability to talk to a doctor, consult a doctor using the app. Now, you can at once understand what's going on because these people are now talking to doctors who are pretty good at their job and they're delighting the customer with their service. So that's the second part. Remember, I told you that once you do something clever from your vantage point, in this case, it was their specialist doctors. And then the second point was they're getting a very good experience. So then they go tell their friends and their relatives and they're going to come and sign up. On top of that, what they also did was they provided in their product a free medical records database to keep all the test results and the diagnosis and the vitals in a medical record that was available to them anytime they use the app. So if they want to go to another doctor in the city, physically walk in, they could just open up the app and show all the past history and the vitals and the test results and everything. Now that was a little additional thing for their competitive advantage so that nobody else starts doing that. So that's how I've now just explained to you the three elements of a good GTM. So I'm gonna give you a couple of other quick examples, not so detailed. Another one I came across was this is not a high-tech business idea. This was a wellness center that was being opened in the state of West Bengal, which, as you know, is not particularly known for Ayurveda. Most people associate Ayurveda with Kerala. So this company had a bit of a challenge in marketing it. So what they did, they opened a resort around their Ayurvedic center, wellness center, and they started holding corporate events, you know, meetings and conferences. And what that did, it pulled a lot of traffic, a lot of people who came to these conferences, and they were given discount coupons and almost free coupons to go and visit the wellness center through the help of the companies that were bringing them in. So that brought in traffic and they got to know about this wellness center, and that resulted into onboarding customers, and then the wellness center started to attract people on its own. So that's another clever go-to-market strategy, okay? The other example is very similar. This was another telemedicine company, but not in the allopathic world, but in the Ayurvedic space. So this app did a lot of clever things, like it measured your katha, pitta, and all those Ayurvedic things for diagnosing your body working issues. And based on that, they were going to recommend therapies and medicines. So the product was great, the app was great. Now, how do you do a GTM? So their GTM is one of the popular approaches known as affiliate marketing. So what happens in affiliate marketing is you tie up with another company, and in this case, they tied up with a company that was selling organic products, okay, with the assumption that, and this other company is already established. So they made a deal with them that, look, when you sell your products to your customers, you also send them a discount coupon on our app, the use of our app for the first time. And that way they're creating awareness with the assumption that anybody who's interested in organic products would be interested in Ayurveda as well. So that's called affiliate marketing strategy, which is part of their GTM. So in conclusion, just remember that GTM is not a first mover advantage thing. It is not your business model. It's not a definition or a calculation of a large, serviceable, obtainable market. In other words, don't think that if it's easy to get a 5% of a very large number, so therefore it's easy to acquire these many customers, so that's my GTM. That's not a GTM. Or it's also not a plain vanilla SEO or social media marketing strategy, okay? So that's what it's not. So what it is a one-time customer ramp-up strategy. It has to be fast and a cost-effective one-time solution. The more creative your idea, the better it is. It also has something in there that gives you a unique advantage point, some core competence you have, some vantage point you have that you're leveraging. You are backing it up with your competitive advantage and you're delighting the customer. Okay, this part is important because once you bring them on board, they need to have the domino effect of bringing more and more customers. Okay, so these are what I look for in a good GTM. And very last piece of advice, don't miss it out on your pitch deck. You know, all investors need to see a solid GTM. Otherwise, you've got a big gaping hole in your pitch deck. I hope I've emphasized that enough, and good luck with your GTM, and talk to you in the next episode. Until then. Hey, if you want to listen to some of the other episodes or you want to join an accelerator program where I provide mentoring to early stage startups, come and visit my website at www.zenesysconsulting.com, and you can find the details over there. Thank you.